Here is Mike Harmon, Fantasy Freak Show. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So far, so good. You're on Sunday mornings on AM 1230 Fox Sports, eh?
You got it. Several hours of fantasy football talk going down depth charts, injuries, trying to give people the advantage in their high-priced, high smack-talking leagues with their friends and coworkers, and having a little bit of fun ourselves.
I love it. The draft is this weekend, eh?
Yeah, this is the heavy time for drafts. Usually we get in with the third preseason games. As you were just going through the slate, we've got, you know, all the starters normally play more extended periods here, so people will get the DVR set, try to get that last minute of research done, answer us. You know, we're answering tons of questions in the Twitterverse at Fantasy Freaks, and you can find us on Facebook as well, and we answer lineup questions, draft questions, people trying to figure out if they're high up in the draft board, what exactly they do with the number one pick, and some of these great debates of Peyton Manning, Michael Vick, and so on. We're having a lot of fun with that.
Who's getting the most buzz early on, Mike? Is Chad Ochocinco, is he still on the buzz meter?
You know what? He's really picked up a lot. You know, he was a guy, last year I had high hopes for the offense, thinking Carson, the year coming back after the injury, that he had the year under his belt, and with T.O. there and with Chad, that they'd get things together. Obviously, that didn't happen. And now with Ochocinco teaming up with Tom Brady, a lot of people excited because you've got the slot receiver in Welker. You've got the two big tight ends. But what they were missing was another receiver to just come in there and go to work between the 20s. And you know, from all reports, he's got his game on. And so he's bounced up probably a good 20 spots in drafts based on being a good citizen. I don't know if that's something that people – Cincinnati would have necessarily expected from him.
So you've got Peyton Manning, but Peyton has got an owie on his neck. What's the status?
Well, you know what? It's one of those great mysteries here of how quickly this comes together for him with Kerry Collins getting signed. Look, we made a lot of jokes when Kerry Collins retired. All the veteran quarterbacks that needed a job must have sent him huge gift baskets because they each got at least an extra $1 million. With Peyton Manning, he's in fantasy leagues, he was always the top three guy because he plays every down, pass-heavy offense, you know, set it, forget it, you know, the old Ron Popeil ad kind of discussion. But, you know, we've had to slide him down boards. You've got Rodgers and Breeze at the top, Tom Brady, of course, and then you've got the curious case of Michael Vick, how risk-reward, and then we're starting to see Philip Rivers passing Manning on the board right now because of all the uncertainty. And for fantasy purposes, people might be getting themselves a bit of a bargain because, as Tony Dungy said last week, unless he's dead, he'll be under center.
All right. Now, as far as fantasy football is concerned, what's the lure?
What's the lure? Well, you know, it's the 32 million people answer that question each and every week. It's fandom. It's competition. It's the I can own a team and kind of bounce players around without having to have $900 million, or if you're out here in Los Angeles, without being able to make it look like you have $900 million to buy a team. Talking, of course, about the great Frank McCourt, but that's a whole discussion for another time. I think, you know, it's the competition in offices and with families. We're starting to see a lot more women getting involved. The numbers are trending wonderfully in that regard. A lot of moms and girlfriends getting in there to just beat up on their kids or their husbands or their boyfriends or whoever else wants to challenge them. So I think part of it, you know, it's become the national pastime. As much as we love baseball, you know, fantasy football, and, you know, you mentioned point spreads, I think, with the, you know, favorite of the preseason games, that we, you know, we'd be lying if we didn't think that that came into play as well. But I think it's just that spirit of competition, and for the most part, and certainly at FoxSports.com, you can get in the game for free and test your mettle and test your knowledge.
Okay, and you're on Sunday morning here, is that correct?
That is correct. We've got, we're out there at from 9 to 11 Eastern, and then starting September 4th, we go for a full 3 hour leading into the Fox Sports, or the Fox pregame show, the NFL on Fox, and You can find us on Twitter at Fantasy Freaks for all your lineup advice and for a little bit of levity in what is a very trying time.
Well, sounds like you're on top of it. We'll have to get with you. Mike Harmon, Fantasy Freak Show airs Sunday mornings on AM 1230 Fox Sports. Get all your fantasy football tips.